expected to bring stiff winds and a lot of rough surf and rain to New York City and New York's Long Island and parts of New England later today and tomorrow. Senate Republican John McCain says he's not yet on board with the latest GOP attempt to repeal Obamacare.
The Arizona Republican said yesterday he has the same reservations that caused him to cast the deciding no vote against an Obamacare repeal measure in July. Republicans have less than 2 weeks to repeal the health insurance law by a simple majority. McCain insisted again yesterday that the Senate needs to go through what's called regular order. That means holding hearings, adopting amendments, and presenting a bill to the full Senate, where it would need 60 votes to pass.
That's Mark Mayfield. This is USA Radio News.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
A fourth day and evening of protests in St. Louis yesterday, but this time they stayed peaceful when no arrests were made. That after Sunday's edition brought over 80 arrests. The demonstrations have been going on since Friday when a judge acquitted a white former police officer of killing a black motorist back in 2011. With more and more hurricanes these days, it seems, the FCC says a radio should be at the top of your emergency supply list. Al Lewis has more.
Each natural emergency is unique, but Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Ajit Pai, says he's seen similarities among hurricanes and says radio plays a big part in disseminating crucial information.
One of the things I found striking is that in both states, Texas and Florida, whenever these emergencies hit, the listenership goes through the roof. I mean, hundreds of percentage points. And so that speaks to me to the value proposition that radio continues to bring.
Chairman Pai says information such as where a storm has been, where it's going, and where to find supplies during recovery is what will keep radio at the forefront of a community.
And it seems Canadian singer Avril Lavigne is this year's most dangerous celebrity when it comes to online searches. The computer security firm McAfee looks into famous people searches to see which ones bring back links to malicious websites. Digital hacksters will try to prey on fans looking for info about their favorite singers and personalities. Lavigne replaces comedian Amy Schumer at the top of this year's list. Find us safely online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
The time is 10:07. It's time for Hunterton Chamber Radio weather. Flemington, it's 73 degrees, 10% chance of rain today and mostly cloudy. It is Tuesday, September 19th, and it'll be partly cloudy and a high of 79. Winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, slight chance of a rain shower, low around 65, winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 83 tomorrow with winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine and 83 on the first day of autumn. Partly cloudy and 81 on Friday. Sunny near 85 on Saturday. And on Sunday, a high of 88. Sounds like great fall football weather. Temperatures around the area. It is 73 in Ringo, 74 in Raritan, 74 in Kingwood, 75 in Doylestown, 68 in Stockton, 68 in Easton, 71 in Tewksbury, 74 in Lebanon, and 69 in Asbury. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this message.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technologies that consumers seeking solutions for personal or business use can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I'll focus on technology. Segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, you can message me on Tech Today on Facebook. Good morning at HuntingChamberRadio.com is my email address. The studio number here is 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, go to BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, here we are. It is fall. We're pretty close to it. We're in the middle of September. And many of our product launches have just taken place. Apple and Samsung have piggybacked on one another. And we got tons of things to talk about. So I guess we'll start chronologically. The Note 8 has been released. In fact, it was released slightly early. It was supposed to be released on the 15th, and actually I received it, I believe, a week early. So I did bite the bullet. I got a Note 8 from Samsung, and I am very pleased with it. I would say it's a very sturdy phone, extremely strong. It feels solid. The screen is fantastic. The photography is very good. Right now it comes with Nougat, which is Android 7.1. And it's supposed to have Oreo downloaded soon. I guess when Oreo does come out. I'm using Verizon, by the way. And a couple of things that were kind of cool was I had a Samsung prior to it. So Samsung makes it very easy to move apps from one phone to another. You plug the USB cable between the two, and then there's an app that actually grabs the apps from one to the other. It doesn't carry all the data, though, so you're going to have to do some backups on some data and import and export for those types of things. You can use an app called Helium. That's another option. That actually brings all your data from one phone to another, but you have to usually use a PC as a go-between. And there's a free app, Helium, and then there's a premium Helium. You don't necessarily need the premium. You'll get you can pretty much do what you need to do with the free Helium. The only thing you have to do is if you're looking for backups. But there's so many other apps that do backups, you don't need Helium as a backup. What else can I say about it? I'd say it's extremely fast. It's got some cool features that I really personally like. One is the fingerprint scanner allows me to open the phone without having to use a pattern. I just put my finger on the scanner and it automatically opens up. It took me a little bit of time to get used to placing my finger in that right spot. So occasionally it would complain, but it wouldn't take me long. And now I'm getting pretty good at putting my finger on that right spot at the right in the right place and automatically opening up. It has facial recognition, which works pretty well except in dark and dim areas. I used it for a little bit and it struggled. I'm going to try it again. Some people said they've had much more better success than I did. But I kind of like the fingerprint scanner because I pretty much have my finger behind the phone there anyway, so it's not hard for me to go and bring my finger in that area to get that phone. It's got plenty of space. I had a 32 gig Note Edge, which was a Note 4 iterative. And so now I have 64 gigs, so I got plenty of room for all my apps. Plus, I have, I think, 120 gig SD card. One of the other things that I thought was a disappointment, and it's turning out to be okay, is that I was usually very cautious about making sure that I would be able to have a phone where I could change the battery. And I felt that was necessary because batteries over time would get would wear out quicker. And I wanted the ability to change the battery to maintain the life of the phone. Well, let me just tell you that the way this Note works and the way, I guess, maybe Android 7 works is that it pretty much doesn't run anything in the background. Any app that you're running in close is not drawing power from the battery. So it's much more controlling on the apps that are running, and it asks you whether you want to have an app run in the background or not. So your battery time runs tremendously longer on the Note 8. Really good. Other thing that's really cool, the stylus. I'm not a big stylus person, but this stylus works very well, and it makes it, it does feel like you are actually have the ability to write. It does not feel like there's much lag at all. And so writing notes is a very neat experience. I don't personally do that. My handwriting is atrocious, so I can't even read my own writing. But for those of you that have neat writing and feel that you can write faster than you can type, the stylus is a very cool. It has a neat little clip feature to get the stylus in and out, which is different from the past Note products. In the past, it was it just had friction that would hold the stylus in there. This one actually has that click in, click out, kind of like a ballpoint pen clicking feature to lock the stylus in and not. I bought cover for it, a SpyGen cover. And to be honest with you, I think I really needed this and for a couple of reasons. Number one, when you have the Note with the edge screen, when you're grabbing with your fans, you tend to touch the screen. And when you touch the screen, you confuse it because you have multiple fingers touching the screen, so it doesn't respond. So actually having a cover on the Note is great to keep your fingers away from the edge screen. Despite how cool that sounds, that infinity screen, you actually do need a little bit of a bezel. Number two, because the bezel on the Note is flush with the glass, it's nice to have a cover to keep the glass off any type of surface to avoid scratching. I would say the one frustration I have, it's not a game changer, is that when you're texting, there's a virtual Android bar with a home button. There's no real home button anymore. It's a virtual home button and a virtual back button. And I use it as a slide up and down taskbar. When you are texting, I tend to keep hitting the virtual button and putting away the text that I'm writing. So I do have to get used to that. That would be the one thing that's getting a little bit aggravating. But that's about it. For the most part, very happy with it. Going to continue to use it and enjoying its speed and its quality. We're going to come back right after this, and we're going to talk about the release of the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8S, and then we'll talk a little bit about the iPhone 10. Right after this, you'll listen to Tech Today, and we're on WHCRDB on Chimbarea.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee. Tech Today, we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com. And the big announcement last week was obviously Apple unveiling a lot of different things, one being the iPhones, the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus. And they look at what the specs were going to be for the iPhone X, which is really supposed to be iPhone Roman numeral 10. And so Wired has a couple of things here for us to look into. And they posted a review by David Pierce on the 18th. Saying that review Apple iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. So the first place I took the iPhone 8 and Plus was a sticky late summer wedding just outside of Austin. It turned out to be the perfect way to stress test the new devices. The iPhones 8 have new cameras designed to hack it even on a drunken dance floor. Faster processors make downtime game playing run smoother. They're also easier to charge, so you're less likely to get stuck with a dead phone at the end of the night. Everything works great. The iPhone 8 and 8 Plus are virtually perfect phones for $699 for the iPhone 8 and $799 for the Plus. You get a device that makes calls, plays games, takes pictures, shows movies, gets you everywhere, and does everything better than ever before. Apple set the standard for smartphones a decade ago, and with apologies to Note 8 and Google Pixel, still does so today. And yet it's already obsolete. Only minutes after Apple announced these near-perfect models of its original vision, the company reset the bar with the iPhone X, which looms large over the 8 with its tiny bezel and Face ID and amazing cameras. Want to know where smartphones are headed? Look at the iPhone X. The iPhone 8 are probably just the last best version of what your phone looks like now, and they don't cost $1,000. And for now, that's great news. In iPhone years, 2017 should have been an S year, when Apple upgrades the phone without redesigning or rethinking it. But the iPhone 8 isn't a 7S. Besides the standard spec bumps, Apple changed a couple of bigger things, starting with the design. The iPhone's vision of glass, aluminum, for all you minions, if you're Joni Ive, keeps the body rigid. Glass on the back and front keeps it pretty. It may make the iPhone 8 more fragile. Apple says it won't. My history with glass phones says it will, but it definitely makes it classier. Otherwise, the design looks like last year's iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Home button still there. Headphone jack still gone. There's a big bezel around the screen, which looks even larger compared to handsets like the Note 8 or Essential Phone. I suspect this is the last time iPhone will ever look like this way, as all screen designs of the iPhone X takes hold of Apple's entire lineup. It already feels outdated, especially on the 8 Plus, a humongous phone without a particularly humongous screen. You don't notice much of the other changes except in some indefinable everything just works kind of way. The screen, enhanced with Apple's True Tone tech, adapts its white balance to whatever room you're in to keep whites looking white and colors looking vibrant. It also has a wider color gamut. Upgraded Bluetooth, wireless radios, better speakers, and lots of other nice features. Nice changes, but nothing that'll make you throw your old outdated 7 into the garbage. New tricks. If you do buy an 8, it'll be for one of two very important, very noticeable upgrades. The first is wireless charging, a decade-old tech that's finally made its way into the iPhone. Apple doesn't make a wireless charger yet. The AirPower Mat comes next year, but the iPhone 8 works with any pad using the popular Qi standard. The phone charges quite a bit slower on a pad than plugged into the wall, but it's worth it for freedom. Wireless charging makes the iPhone less than a Tamagotchi seating constant feeding, and more like a digital sidekick that's always ready to go. Pick it up when you need it. Put it down when you don't. Whatever you're not using your phone, it's charging. Android users have known this feeling for years, but a lot of iPhone users are going to love it now. The other difference you'll definitely notice, the camera. More specifically, the combination of new 12-megapixel sensor, the laptop-grade A11 Bionic processor, and rewarding of the iPhone S's internals to make everything faster and more efficient. The iPhone 8 had a single camera on the back with an f1.8 lens and optical image stabilization. A Plus adds a second f2.8 telephoto lens, which lets it take beautiful soft background photos in portrait mode. Both models have 7 megapixel selfie cameras, which make even my goofy mug look good. Apple made a conscious decision to tweak the way it processes photos, grabbing more pop and vibrancy from colors than before. Some people will quibble about the pure color accuracy, especially after Apple's long-standing devotion to faithfully reproducing even the most drab red and yellow. But I suspect most people will love the more dramatic look. Every shot is now HDR by default. It will struggle in low light. Like other smartphone cameras, I took 100 or so shots of the father-daughter dance at the wedding, and every single one is blurry. But with few exceptions, photos I can take on an iPhone 8 took fantastic. Let me read that again. I took 100 or so shots of the father-daughter dance at the wedding, and every single one is blurry. But with few exceptions, photos I take on the iPhone 8 look fantastic. A little confused by the way he wrote that. I'm assuming it's good. Best part of the new camera, though, is the sheer number of new things you can do. You can shoot slow motion in 1080p. You can shoot 4K at 60 frames per second, which makes everything look super smooth and fake. You can even shoot at 24 frames per second to satisfy all your hipster friends. In addition to portrait mode, the Plus now offers portrait lighting, still in beta, which lets you artificially change the light in a photo. You can take a brightly lit photo and make it look like there's only a spotlight on your subject, or tweak the light to bring out your subject's features. Even if it works, it's cool. Half the time, the effect is ridiculous and bad, hence the beta tag. Of course, finding all those camera goodies takes some searching. Google now to turn a live photo into a loop. Just flick it up the photo, and it takes way too many swipes to switch between all the shooting modes. But anyway, it's all towards the future, and we're going to cover the iPhone X right after this break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will deliver his first address to the United Nations General Assembly within the next hour. Trump taking to Twitter this morning, writing, "Big day at the United Nations, many good things and some tricky ones happening." Correspondent Sharon Reed says many will be listening for what the president says about the North Korean threat.
Trump's expected to keep much of the focus on dangerous countries and reportedly will call out countries he believes enabled dangerous behavior by North Korea and Iran. China this morning's repeating its stance that threats of force are not an acceptable means of dealing with Pyongyang.
Senate Republican John McCain, who cast the fatal vote against Obamacare repeal in July, says he's not there yet with the latest GOP bill to kill the Affordable Care Act. He says he has the same reservations about this one as he did about the last one. This is USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know. Several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
In the Atlantic, Hurricane Maria remains an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm that's threatening islands in the Caribbean at this hour. Top winds sustained at about 155 miles an hour, but the storm is taking an all-too-familiar course, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
Maria is a potentially catastrophic storm that is on track to hit Puerto Rico and other islands that were previously hit by Hurricane Irma. The storm should approach those islands today or tomorrow.
Meanwhile, the eastern seaboard is feeling the effects in the way of heavy surf from Jose. That storm could brush New York's Long Island and parts of New England late today and tomorrow. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort will possibly be indicted in connection with the Russia investigation. The New York Times reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller's team warned Manafort that they're looking to charge him after they raided his home in Virginia in July. He's reportedly being investigated for foreign lobbying and money laundering. Housing starts for August come in better than expected. This is USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Convicted Charleston, South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof is trying to fire his court-appointed lawyers because of their ethnicities. One is Jewish, the other is Indian. Roof says their cultural backgrounds are a barrier to effective communication and that both of them are his, quote, political and biological enemies. He is set to be put to death for the 2015 killings of 8 parishioners at the Emmanuel AME Church. One of the Republicans vying for a U.S. Senate seat in Alabama is being criticized for using racial slurs to describe Native Americans and Asians, Roy Moore referring Sunday to reds and yellows. While expressing regret about the divisions between Americans, Moore is a conservative former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and he is leading in the polls ahead of that Republican primary runoff election next week. The Federal Communication Commission says radio is essential when a hurricane strikes. More on that from Al Lewis.
One of the main items on a hurricane preparedness checklist is a battery-operated radio. Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai says that's the main way communities receive essential information.
Information about where the storm is going, where it's been, how to get recovery, supplies and the like after the storm has passed. I mean, that's the kind of thing that is going to continue to make you stand out in your community.
Commissioner Pai says he's noticed that radio listenership increases exponentially during emergencies, and the immediate information provided is the value proposition that radio continues to bring.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We're talking about the iPhone 8 and 8S, and as the previous Wired article mentioned, didn't take long for the 8 and 8S to come out and them to start talking about the iPhone 10, which is not going to be out for another couple of months. But they wanted to make sure that you knew about it, and I guess the direction of where the iPhone product line is going. So Wired has a article here on the specs of the iPhone X. This came out by David Pierce as well on the 12th of September. He says, the new iPhone X packs more new stuff into any device since the original iPhone. It's the most complete redesign of the product ever, and even offers a glimpse at what the iPhone might become when the world no longer wants smartphones. Of course, you probably won't buy one, even if you can afford the super high price. Getting your hands on an iPhone X in the next few months will be like hunting for the Holy Grail, except in this case, the fancy one is the right answer. X Today, at an event at Cupertino that doubled as a grand opening of its new spaceship at campus, Apple launched three new phones. Yes, three, the iPhone 8, 8 Plus upgrade, and the existing models without completely changing them. He wrote on that, and we talked about it. But here's what the 10 is all about. The 10 looks like no other phone. It doesn't even look like a phone. On the front, it's screen head to foot, save for a small trapezoid notch taken out off the top, which Apple puts selfie cameras and sensors. Otherwise, the bezel around the edge of the phone has been whittled to near nothingness. And the home button has disappeared. All screen and nothing else. The case is made of glass and stainless steel. And like the much-loved iPhone 4, which I guess that's the stainless steel, the notched screen might have some getting used to, but the phone's stunner. It goes on sale starting at $999 on October 27th, and it ships on November 3rd. The screen itself is called a Super Retina Display. It is 1125 by 2436 OLED, which is enhanced LED. Reportedly made by Samsung. There you go. It's the first time Apple's used OLED tech in an iPhone, and it offers some big advantages. On a normal LCD screen, even black pixels are lit up a bit, which means you're never seeing true black, just really dark gray. OLED, on the other hand, can light some pixels but not others, which means black pixels just stay off. Therefore, your dark colors will seem much darker, other colors even richer, and even text becomes more pleasant to read. Apple's also incorporated its True Tone technology for white balancing the screen in different conditions, which should make everything look better. Since there's no room for the home button on the front, a bunch of the features function have been moved to the power button, which Apple's apparently calling the side button. Now, long press it for Siri, double click for Apple Pay. There's still a little tactility in this phone, and even in this becomes little more than a pane of glass. Even with the huge screen, the iPhone X more closely resembles the iPhone 7. The iPhone screen to size ratio was always one of the smallest in the industry, thanks to the home button and Apple's undying love for design symmetry. Getting rid of the home button allowed Joni Ive's design team to get rid of so much more. Just imagine your iPhone 7, but everywhere. There's metal. Imagine screen, and that's the iPhone 10. Like the other two phones, the iPhone 10 runs Apple's latest processor, the A11 Bionic, along with 3 gigs of RAM. It's been years since the iPhone wanted for processing power, but the iPhone 10 might need all it can get. It has to power all that screen, for one thing. But Apple also seemed to have created the iPhone X as a foray deeper into both artificial intelligence and augmented reality. Both require serious horsepower. The iPhone X's stated battery life has improved. Apple says it lasts 2 hours longer than the iPhone 7, and so has its charger after years of observing the Android ecosystem's messy and multi-standard embrace of wireless charging. Apple's finally in the game. You won't have to plug your 10 into the wall to charge it. You'll just lay it down on the inductive pad. Apple is adopting the Q1 standard, so it will work with current Q1 pads by companies like Mophie and Belkin. Apple is also releasing its own charging accessory called AirPower that has room for the iPhone and your Apple Watch. The camera, of course, has always been one of the iPhone's standout features, rolling out a series of upgrades to the experience. You'll be able to capture slow-motion film in high definition or shoot film style 4K. With a new portrait lighting mode, you'll be able to tweak the flash on the back of the phone to fill a little more naturally, or make it look like your subject's lit by spotlight on a stage. It's up to you. The back-facing camera array has been rotated 90 degrees, so the bump runs vertically inside are dual 12-megapixel cameras, just like in the iPhone 8 Plus, and with an f-stop of 1.8 and an f-stop of 2.8 for apertures. Dual optical image stabilization mitigates shakes in both cameras. The Samsung Galaxy Note 8 has this too, and it looks amazing. The iPhone X's camera array also has a quad LED True Tone flash. In terms of how you actually use your phone, the new Face ID may be the most important new feature of the iPhone X. When you first start using an iPhone X, you'll go through a short setup, the face version of registering your thumbprint. You'll peer into the front-facing camera, framing your face just right, then turn your head left and right so the iPhone sensors can get a good look. Once you set up Face ID, the feature essentially replaces your fingerprint. You'll unlock your phone by holding it up to your face, pay for things by holding it up to your face, and log into apps. By holding it up to your face, it requires your attention to unlock the phone. And Apple says it has done extensive work to make sure masks and photos can't fool it. Apple appears to see the feature as a way to help you use the phone while you're using it, and the iPhone X can double-check whether you're using the phone before shutting off the screen. And if it sees you're looking, it won't play loud alert sounds. There are a lot of things Apple could do better if it works. You're looking at the phone, many of them cool and some of them very creepy. Be sure to read Andy Greenberg's initial dive into the security of Face ID. All of these facial recognition features are made possible of an array of cameras and sensors packed with that notch at the top of the screen. The true depth array, as Apple calls it, projects infrared dots into your face to map it, captures that image, then uses a dedicated processor to interpret the face data. The promise is that it can always be sure it's really you looking at the phone, even if you're wearing glasses or you change your hair or grow a beard. The same tech that powers Face ID also comes to life inside the new Animoji, which are iMessage emojis that map to your face. So you can put your voice into the mouth of a unicorn or a dog. Not creepy. Apple touted Face ID as both more secure and more convenient than a fingerprint, and the onstage demos certainly made it look that way. It's very fast, about as snappy as Touch ID, but Samsung and others have already tried to make the feature work, and it seems neither secure nor convenient. If you can't get your hands on an iPhone X in the near future, Apple still has two new models for you, and that's the 8 and the 8 Plus, which we've already gone over. So there you have it. The iPhone X will be out in about a month, and those of you who have to have it, go wild. It's already being pre-ordered, so go check it out. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today. And we're on WHCR-DB, Hunter Chamber Radio.com.
I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. Separate from phones, there has been a lot of talk, especially with the crazy economic upturns and downturns, about Bitcoin and crypto, what they call cryptocurrencies. There's an article here by The Motley Fool, which I just want to bring to your attention, because whether we're going to embrace this as a society at some point or not is fine, but in the meantime, while it's in its infancy, you need to understand the volatility of such a thing. Sean Williams wrote on the 19th that the best investment in 2017 hasn't been some hot new tech product or marijuana stocks. It's been cryptocurrencies. Digital currencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have been off to the races since the year began, and with Bitcoin having rallied more than 300% year to date and Ethereum up more than 3,600%. In just over 8 months. By comparison, it's taken the S&P 500 decades to return what Ethereum has for its investors in 8.5 months. Well, that's because it's the casual investor who's going crazy. And because it's just starting in its infancy, there's not a lot of maturity and there's not a lot of liquidity. So while momentum has obviously played a role in pushing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies higher, the underlying technology that supports those currencies, known as blockchain, looks to be the most tangible catalyst in 2017. Blockchain is the digital decentralized ledger that records transactions within a network without the need for a financial intermediary, such as a bank. Because blockchain is designed to be something of an open source platform, it makes altering data within the network extremely difficult, giving blockchain an added level of security that could make it preferably channel for transactions in the future. More than 150 organizations are already testing versions of the Ethereum's blockchain in the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance. While Bitcoin's recent SegWit2x upgrade is network should boost capacity and transactional settlement times and lower transaction fees. These upgrades are expected to make Bitcoin more attractive to enterprise clients, giving it a shot at competing with Ethereum's popular blockchain. The falling U.S. dollar has also put some pep in the step of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. A falling dollar often coerces investors to seek the safety of gold as a store of value. However, some pundits have argued that Bitcoin has been the most popular safe haven investment of late, given that Bitcoin has protocols limiting the number of mined coins to 21 million, it's being viewed as a finite resource by investors and thus a safe haven asset to store their wealth. While the gains have been astronomical for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, so has the volatility. Between the middle of July and September 1st, Bitcoin rallied from less than $2,000 to nearly $5,000 per coin. More recently, in case you've missed it, Bitcoin tumbled, and I do mean tumbled, $2,000 per coin in a matter of 14 days. Between hitting its all-time high on September 1st through September 15th, Bitcoin lost just a shade over $2,000 per coin and hit $2,951. Over the two-week period, Bitcoin's market cap shrank from $33 billion, and it pushed the aggregate cryptocurrency market cap of more than 900 digital currencies below $100 billion after they touched $161 billion just 2 weeks prior. While the ransacking of Bitcoin, you wonder, much of the recent shellacking had to do with a crackdown on cryptocurrencies in China. Early in September, documents emerged suggesting that companies would be banned from raising money through controversial initial coin offerings, which were being linked with high potential for financial scams. Seven government administrators, that included the People's Bank of China, were in agreement via the documents released that ICOs were an unauthorized illegal fund-raising activity. Just 1 week later, the Wall Street Journal reported through anonymous sources that China was planning to shut down domestic Bitcoin exchanges in the months to come. Per Bitcoinity.org, three Chinese exchanges made up close to half of the global market share of the cryptocurrency trading over the previous 30 days, leading some to believe that if China were to follow through with its threat, it could lead to market disruption and volatility. For what it's worth, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have rebounded significantly from their lows that were on September 15th, with Bitcoin now valued at about $4,100. At 6 p.m. on the 18th. That's still $900 lower than where it was valued at the beginning of the month. Nevertheless, the rapid and steep current correction to Bitcoin exposed some of the flaws that are inherent in cryptocurrencies. For starters, digital currencies are being traded almost entirely for retail investors. Institutional investors have either stuck to the sidelines or avoided taking a stance in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, or they have been directly barred by their company from trading in Bitcoin or other virtual currencies. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon recently commented that he'd fire in a second any employee caught trading Bitcoin or other digital currencies. This lack of institutional involvement leaves retail investors to dictate the price of Bitcoin, which means a heavy dose of emotion-induced volatility. Another pretty notable issue with Bitcoin is that it's traded on multiple exchanges rather than a centralized exchange like stocks are. Not having a central exchange is considered necessary by engineers to reduce the possibility of cyber attack that could cripple Bitcoin, but it also reduces the legitimacy of Bitcoin and increases volatility. We can also add that there's absolutely nothing tangible yet to decipher how much blockchain could really be worth to an enterprise. The The Ethereum blockchain is being tested in small scale and plot programs, but there's little guarantee that its Bitcoin will have the preferred blockchain and companies want to use. What's more, the barrier to entity to entry in creating a digital currency is relatively low, allowing rival currencies and blockchain to pop up with regularity. So, buyer beware. This sounds very similar to the NASDAQ before the 2000 crash, when retail investors were ignoring institutional investors, and then the rug got pulled out from underneath them. There's too many. There's not enough folks who are watching out over it. There's not enough security. There's not enough policing of the situation yet. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But right now, sure, you can gain a lot of money, but you can lose a lot as well. So be prepared and hedge. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening to Tech Today, and we're on HuntingChamber.com. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That's the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted that mission onto you. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Somebody's knocking, should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil, would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A suburban Washington, D.C. man cutting his grass early yesterday when he says,
I heard a bunch of shots. Pow, 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 pow.
Five people, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and two Capitol Police officers, wounded when a man with anti-Republican sentiment opened fire at that ballpark. Those two wounded agents were there as Steve Scalise's security detail. Other lawmakers say had Scalise, a member of leadership, not been there, there would not have been security detail, and that gunman could have kept on shooting. And it could have been a massacre.
Is the most sobering a reminder of how thankful we should be for the service of the Capitol Police Force.
Every single day, the Capitol Police protects all of us.
Democratic leaders Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Nancy Pelosi, those on both sides of the aisle, now calling for political civility in the wake of yesterday's shootings. This is USA Radio News.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl!
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com.